Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. And we thank God for you. Thank you for joining us here on tonight for the Prayer News Network Global. Glory be to God. Amen. Truly, we do believe that the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Jesus, we thank God for you that the Lord has brought us together one more time. Amen. He's brought us together one more time, and we're so grateful for that on tonight. Amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just thank him on tonight for life, health, and a portion of strength, amen, that we're able to, amen, go on from day to day, amen, glory to God. So we just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight, amen, at the close of this Sabbath, amen. We pray that you took a moment and that you gave God thanks. You gave him praise for all that he has done for you all of this week. Amen. As the song says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings and what the Lord has done. Amen. When you stop to look at one day, glory to God, you look at the blessings of that day and you look at the blessings of the next day. And by the time you cover 6 days up to the seventh day, people of God, you'll see that the Lord has done so much. Glory to God. So much that we have a tendency to overlook. Glory to God. But we give God thanks for the Sabbath. Amen. It is a time for us to stop and reflect and think back and see what the Lord has done and then to give him thanks. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We glorify him. We honor him. Amen. For all of his goodness again, all of his grace. We thank God for again each and every one of you, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless you. Amen. May you be strengthened in this hour. Amen, Jesus. May you be strengthened in the Lord. Glory be to God. May you be strengthened in the Lord. It doesn't matter what you've been through, what you've gone through. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. It doesn't matter. Glory be to God. May you be strengthened in the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus. May you be strengthened on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We're thanking him for another day, thanking him for another hour. Amen, Jesus, just another day. Amen, as the song says, that the Lord has kept me. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the Lord's keeping. Glory to God, because he really didn't have to do it, people of God. He didn't have to do it. Amen, but he did, and we're just so grateful for that. Amen. Thank God for you again, people of God. From whatever you're listening from, we just thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for, glory to God, our international listeners, each and every one from wherever you're listening from. Glory to God. We just thank God for you. We thank God for you, amen, because, again, as we always say, we realize there are such time differences, but we thank the Lord that you're tuning in. You are tuning in. Glory to God. Jamaica and Bahamas, you are tuning in. South Korea, you are tuning in. Italy, Spain, Mexico, you are tuning in. Amen. Uganda, China, Russia, Canada, you are tuning in. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise, just to mention a few. But we want to let you know that we thank the Lord for you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Amen. From wherever you're listening from. Amen. Whether you're listening by radio, glory to God, amen, by radio, or if you're listening by, glory be to God, Facebook, our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, amen, Jesus, or whether you're dialing into the platform, we just thank the Lord for you, amen. We realize that we have several listeners in all of these platforms, amen, and we just thank God for you. We thank God for growth. We thank God for expansion, for truly the Lord is expanding our borders, amen, and we're blessing him, amen. Listen, he's doing it all by himself. Those of you that are listening by way of podcast, amen, we thank God for you as well, amen. And people of God, we just want to let you know as well that if you can't dial in or if you're ever having problems dialing in, you can always Google. You can Google, amen, Prayer News Network. And once you Google Prayer News Network, amen, you will see there Radio 6, amen, Blog Talk Radio 6, amen. And you're able to click right on, and join us live as we're broadcasting, amen. Glory be to God. Somebody say glory. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. We thank him for that on tonight. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you, wherever you're calling in from or wherever you're listening from, we thank the Lord for you. People of God, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded broadcast and that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Whether you go out to Blog Radio, you can download it. Amen. Or if you would like to get a copy from us, we'll send it directly to you. We will give you two numbers at the end of the broadcast, and either one of those numbers you can text and get your, amen. So we thank God for you, amen, for those that are not able to come online or for those that are listening in other countries and other languages. We just want to say thank you. We are receiving your prayer requests. Keep them coming, amen. Just keep them coming. Glory be to God. We are able to download them and put them in the Translate app so that we can see and hear exactly what you're saying. And then from there, we pray with you and send them right back to you via that translated translation. Amen. So I'm just excited about that. I'm excited about that. Amen, because the Lord has expanded our borders, but not only has he expanded our borders, but he's given us the wherewithal to be able to communicate with everybody. Everybody that we are expanding to, the Lord has given us the wherewithal to be able, amen, to communicate with you. Ain't God good? Ain't God all right? Yes, he is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. Amen. Glory be to God. Something we've never done before. Amen. But he has expanded our borders. And listen, he's already made provision.
Glory be. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen, Jesus. He is the head of this line. He is the head of this line, people of God. Amen. This broadcast, he's the head. Glory be to God. We dare not try to get ahead of him. Glory to God. But he's the conductor. He's leading and he's guiding and he's directing us. And we just thank God for his leading and directing, because surely, glory to God, he has brought us to places that we never, ever would have thought that we would be. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. For him. Amen. Thanking the Lord for my leaders. Amen. On tonight, the little apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. For the first lady of our ministry, Mother Carrie James. Amen. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking the Lord for him. Glory to God over there in Trinidad. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God right out of Gainesville. Amen. Thanking God for him and Lady Tina. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor. Amen. Apostle. Amen. D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory to God out of Albany, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. It's just a worldwide ministry. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Many members. Hallelujah. But how many know? One body. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. Amen. How the Lord has connected us all over the world. Amen. And here we are, as we often say, the man of God traveled, the late apostle S.D. James, he traveled throughout the world with his travel trailers. Glory to God, going to some of the most, amen, the lowest part of the city. Glory to God, you never saw him up in cathedrals or never saw him up in, glory to God, middle-class neighborhoods. But the Lord commissioned him, and he went to all of the lower-class places in the city. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, down by the tracks. Hello. Hello. Amen. But he went to the lower parts of the city, and the Lord used him to draw out of people to preach this gospel. Amen. And to draw out of people. Glory to God. And I tell you, God has done great works, amen, at the hand of the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, amen, of the Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, EPC, that is, amen, all over the world, amen. And here we are now, come down through time, people of God, amen. We're not traveling stretching tents, amen, but we are stretching, glory to God, these airways, amen. We are maximizing what God has put in our hands. Glory to God, and we trying to stretch, glory to God, amen, perhaps some places that the man of God couldn't take the tent, glory be to God, but listen, people of God, via these airways, we are getting it there, amen, glory to God. We do know, amen, that at some point, glory to God, the places that this broadcast has gone, amen, Jesus, we will have to go there and make appearance, amen. We got to go there and make appearance. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just want to let you know, people of God, amen, that we are a network. Glory to God. And any of our speakers, any of the speakers that you hear, amen, speakers, our PNN advisors or whatever, if you listen, and I'm putting it out there, if you would like, amen, to have either of the advisors to perhaps come and speak at your church, it's okay. You can ask, amen, and if there's, amen, availability, glory to God, if someone is available, amen, either of them available, glory be to God. The Lord say the same, glory be to God, we will certainly be there, amen. We know that, amen, COVID is still out there, but then we also know that God is great. Amen, Jesus, he's great and greatly to be exalted. Amen. And we know that there are several churches out there that are continuing on with their regular services. So, therefore, if you would like either one of the advisors, glory to God, to come and be a part of anything that you have going on, just let us know. Just let us know, people of God. And like I said, based on what we can do, we will do. Amen. Glory to God. So don't be afraid to ask. Amen. We're not limited. We're not constrained. by these airways. Amen. Glory be to God. But we have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. We have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And wheresoever the Lord lead us, glory to God, there shall we follow. Amen. So please, please don't forget. Amen. If you like either one of our speakers, amen, either one of our PNN advisors, amen, to come and be a part of anything that you have going on, please ask, amen, Jesus, and we'll certainly see, amen, about meeting that request, amen, for the Lord's business, amen. Glory be to God. We're excited on tonight, amen. Just thought I'd put that out there, amen, because sometimes people are wondering, not really sure. Glory to God, amen. We are from several different ministries, but we don't mind traveling, amen. We don't mind traveling. So just let us know, glory to God, and we'll see what availability is like, amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, amen, for all of our PNN advisors. Glory to God, each and every one of them. We thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Giving God thanks on tonight for our two co-hosts, amen. Glory to God, Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Bonds. Thanking the Lord for these two vessels, yielded vessels for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Helping to, glory to God, keep this work going forward. Amen. We thank God for Minister Ollie, Evangelist Stamper. Glory be to God. Thanking God for them. Amen. So many times when you're requesting your broadcast, glory to God, it is Evangelist Stamper, amen, that is sending them to you, amen. We thank God tonight for Sister Robin, amen. We thank God tonight, amen, Jesus, for Evangelist Jones. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord for our intercessor, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, Prophetess Everett, amen, who's going on to be with the Lord, amen. But we know that she's certainly praying for this line, amen, praying and interceding, amen, Jesus. We thanking the Lord for Sister Chelsea, amen, whenever we're able to get her on, amen. And we thank God for all of our, glory to God, all of our prayer warriors, amen. Thanking the Lord for them, amen. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Missionary Fan, Missionary Daughter Dan. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God on tonight, Elder Packer. Thanking the Lord for Evangelist Gail. Amen. Thanking the Lord for, amen, Evangelist Linda. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord. Amen. Tonight, amen, Jesus, for Mother on tonight. God bless you, Mother, Mother Elder. Thanking the Lord for Mother Elder. Amen. Thanking the Lord for Mother Eloise. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Amen. And for the many other, amen, prayer warriors that the Lord is calling forth to this work. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Because, listen, people of God, God is doing something so marvelous in our eyes. Amen. And we just give him thanks and we just give him praise for all that he's doing. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for each and every one of you. And tonight, people of God, we are certainly not going to keep you long on tonight. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We will certainly be rebroadcasting. Amen. Had a change in the schedule. Glory be to God. So we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. We're going all the way back. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So we want you tonight, amen, to prepare your hearts. Glory to God. As we stated, we're not going to keep you long because, amen, we know that you've had a long day, amen, and that you're preparing, amen. You're preparing, amen, for tomorrow, amen. So we're not going to, as we say, amen, hold you long on tonight, amen, Jesus. But we would like for you to go ahead and prepare your hearts and prepare your minds, amen. Get your pencil, get your paper. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus, and be refreshed on tonight. Be refreshed by the word of the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory to God, as we prepare tonight, amen, Jesus, for our speaker, who is certainly no stranger to us, amen, but we're rebroadcasting a previous broadcast. I don't know about you people of God, but I'm enjoying these broadcasts, my Lord, amen. Glory be to God, they're powerful. And we got to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, amen, through our speakers, amen. We got to hear, amen, what the Spirit is saying unto us. Glory be to God, so that we don't get sidetracked, so that we don't get, amen, all bum fumbled up, amen. So tonight, people of God, we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. We're going to have a word of prayer on tonight. Glory to God. Then we're going to bring our speaker on. Glory be to God. And as stated again, we're not going to hold you long. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, amen, come on and bless the Lord with us on tonight. Amen. Come on and bless him. Amen. Bless.
The recording has started.
Tonight. Amen. Come on and bless his name. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Glory be to God. Bless him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his name. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is great. Hallelujah. And he is greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord is great and the Lord is greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a merciful God. Glory, hallelujah. And we come to bless his name on tonight. We come to bless him. Amen. We come to bless him. Glory to God. We come to bless him. Glory be to God. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Glory to God. The name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is worthy. Glory to God, he's worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, come on and bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me on tonight. Let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name. Hallelujah. Come on and love on him on tonight. Come on and love on Jesus tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and love on him. Hallelujah. Come on and love on him tonight. Come on and love on him as only you can, people of God. Come on and love on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Glory, glory, glory. Hiya. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and get in a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Glory, hallelujah, for your goodness, for your grace. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you for life. And that more abundantly. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, that you're yet on the throne. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight for your goodness. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight for just being so good to us. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight for strength, oh God. We bless you. Glory be to your name. We bless you, oh God, for giving us strength from day to day. We bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. With uplifted hands we are. With uplifted hearts we come unto you to give you praise, to give you thanks. Glory to God. To tell you, oh God, that we appreciate you, that we love you on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you would look upon each and every one of us on this night. Father, look upon this line. Look upon this people. Glory to God. This people, oh God, that you've called to this line, to this place on tonight. Look upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would, Father, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, of every sin. Forgive us, oh God, for iniquity on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we, glory to God, come unto thee, oh God, asking that you would bow down your ear. Bow down your ear, glory to God, and hear, oh God, the cries of your people. Hear the cries of your people, glory to God. Hear the cries in the earth, hey God, in the name of Jesus. Father, hear the cries in the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. Hear the cries of your people, oh God. Oh God, we're crying unto thee. Oh, glory to God, for what concerns us concerns you. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for you said by your word that we can cast our cares upon you. And Father, we come on tonight. We come. Glory to God. We come on tonight. Glory to Mimosa. Hallelujah. Casting our cares upon you on tonight, Father, because we know that you're able. We know that you're able to move. We know that you're able. Glory be to God. We know that you're able to turn situations around. We know that you're able, glory to God, to vindicate your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us. Glory to God. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, look upon us all tonight, oh God. Oh God, not in your wrath, glory God, but in your tenderness. Oh God, in your mercies all tonight. Father, look upon us, Yahweh. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on this night, glory to God, to look into every situation, every circumstance on tonight, every circumstance, oh God, that's been falling of your people. And Father, we're asking that you will move by your spirit, move by your anointing, move, oh God, by your fire, move, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move in healing on tonight. Heal, deliver, and set free. Heal, deliver, and set free on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. Oh, God, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. For you are the God that healeth. You are the God that restores. You are the God that provided for your people in the precious name of Jesus. You are our El Shaddai. Father, you're more than enough. And we come to give you thanks. We come to give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for you are our Savior. You're our Savior. Oh God, you're our soon coming King. And we thank you tonight. Father, we're asking that you would save tonight. Father, that you would save to the utmost. Save your people tonight. Save your people tonight from their sin. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. Glory to God. God, touch the hearts of your people. Oh, God, touch the deaf ears. Touch, oh, God, the blinded eyes on tonight. Father, remove tonight and deliver in the precious name of Jesus. Do it for your people tonight. Do it for your people tonight, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we know that we wrestle not flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. Father, but we thank you tonight that you've caused us, oh God, to sit in heavenly places. We thank you on tonight for lifting. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for shifting. We thank you on tonight for placement, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Thank you for looking upon us. Thank you for saving your people. Thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you on tonight, oh God, for causing your truth to be revealed in each and every one of us. We thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God. We bless you tonight. We thank you for destiny. We thank you for destiny, for your plan and your purpose. Glory to God, being executed in each and every one of us. Father, we thank you tonight. Yeah, God, we glorify you. We honor you, oh God, in all of these things. And we do give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. It's in that precious name, Jesus. It's in that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Glory to God. We're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross on tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, Father, and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, glory to God, we're asking that you would bless the speaker on tonight. Father, bless, glory to God, hallelujah, wherever he may be. Father, we're asking that you would bless now, bless and strengthen, breathe upon him afresh. And for this, Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we do give you honor, we give you glory. We're thanking you for your leading, we're thanking you for your guidance of this line, of this broadcast. Father, we do pray, we bless you now. Father, hide us behind the cross. And for this, we give you thanks, we give you praise in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 On tonight. Amen. 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 On tonight. Amen. Glory to be to God. Glory be to God. God bless you, people of God. God bless you yet again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just, amen, ask that you just lend us your ear. Amen. Just for a little while on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going back over. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, to London, England. Glory be to God. This man of God, he's no stranger to the line. Amen. And as we've already stated, we are rebroadcasting tonight. This is a previously aired broadcast. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, amen. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon him. amen, this word spoken. Glory be to God. And we want you to open your hearts and open your minds on tonight. Glory be to God to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. And again, we're going by way of London, England. Glory be to God by way of, amen, Jesus, Deliverance House of Prayer. People of God, we want you to receive on tonight, amen, the pastor, the prophet, amen. Glory be to God, Melford Allen.
Amen. We thank God. Praise God. Good night, each and every one of you. We thank God for your lives. We thank God for a season, amen, that he has given us to pray and to seek his face. We thank God for the visionary of this line. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Bradley. We thank God for her overseer, her apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for my apostle. And I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the whole fivefold ministry gifts. Amen. In your respectable places. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. And we glorify God because he is worthy to be praised. I want you right now to just take a few minutes and go to magnify him. Just go to praise him. Go to give him glory. Come on. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to tell God something wonderful. Tell him how awesome he is. Tell him how good he is. Oh, come on. In spite of what could have, should have, would have, but he is still God. Oh, come on. Lift up your voice for just a few minutes and just begin to honor him with your praise. Oh, come on, somebody. Bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to his name. Come on, unmute your phone for just a little bit and begin to help me magnify the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, help me praise him. Come on, help me give him glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, bless the name of Jesus with me. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that from the rising of the sun, Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory oh, God, thank God for his presence, for his manifested presence. We thank him because the Bible let us know that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah. My God. I don't think that, amen, we just come on just to come on. Well, we come on because we need God in our situation. We need God in our circumstance. We need God to move for us. We got some petitions before God, and we're putting a demand on God tonight. And say, God, we need you to move. You're going to have to fix this thing tonight, once and for all. Oh, come on. We have some loved ones that need to receive. Hallelujah. We got some loved ones that are sick that need a divine miracle. We got some bill that is due, and we're telling God tonight, we need you to fix it for us like only you can. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, tonight I want to minister to you from the book of Zechariah. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 13. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 13. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name tonight. Ah, yeah, glory to God.
And the Bible says words that in the day that there, in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. I'm going to open a fountain that's going to wash away your sin, amen, and the uncleanness. Then he said, it shall come to pass that in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land. Whatever is an idol that we have before God, he said, in that day, I'm going to remove it. I'm going to cut it out. I'm going to get rid of it. And so he said that they shall no more be remembered. So when I get rid of it, you will not have to remember this no more. Whatever it is that was an idol, the money, the sports, amen, the big churches, amen, the pastor that we worship, the apostles, the prophets that we worship, that we make an idol instead of God. He said, I'm going to get rid of it out of the land. Are you hearing me? Hey, hallelujah. He said, He said, I'm going to get rid of it that you don't remember it no more. And he said, also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to pass out of the land, and it shall come to pass that when they shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesied. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision. When he had prophesied, he neither shall wear any rough garment to deceive him. Oh, God. He said, but he shall say, I am no prophet. I am a husbandman. For a man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. One shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, those which I was wounded in the house of my friend. Then in verse 7 said, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. Said the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but a third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third to the fire, and I refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call upon my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. They shall say, the Lord is my God. Hallelujah. Touch my tongue, O God. I pray for divine, O God, intelligence through your word tonight. I pray that as I minister to God, that somebody would not leave here the same way, but God, somebody would be blessed, delivered, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible declares in this book of Zechariah, he said, first thing I'm going to do, amen, hallelujah, I'm going to open a fountain in the land. I'm going to open a fountain for cleansing, a fountain for purifying, because there's some things that was in the land that caused the land to smell. There was some must, some smell, there's some stench that has come up before me. So I got to open up a fountain to get rid of all this stench, to get rid of all this mess, because what I'm seeing, what I'm smelling, it does not look good. It does not, I don't like that smell. I don't like that looks of that. So I'm going to open up a fountain, amen, hallelujah, to get rid of that stench. My God. Remember the last time that the Lord, amen, opened up a fountain, he caused a flood to come through the land and wash out the stench that was there back in the days of Noah. And so I want you to understand, hallelujah, God is getting ready, amen, to remove the idols and the stench, amen, the stinking stuff out of the land. May I say stinking stuff? Oh, come on. He got to remove some stuff because we have allowed some stuff to come up before God instead of a worship that is spirit and truth, instead of a pure worship, a true worship, an authentic worship to God. We're giving him lip service, you know. Amen. He said we give him worship with our lips, but our heart is far from him. And so now what we do, we put a demand put a demand on a man instead of putting a demand on the anointing of God. We will look to the man, amen, because the man is skillful, amen. He's skillful, he's a skillful orator. He says he could put his words, his sentence, and all together. He could put all the things together from what he has learned, from what he has acquired, to theology school and seminary and all these things. So he knows how to put every T. He crossed every T and dot every I. And so now what happens, he begins to speak, and now he knows how to entice the people with words of, my God, words of enticing wisdom. He knows how to skillfully narrate and how to put words together. But God said now, what has happened, the people's eyes have become, amen, all are glued on these people, and so yet now they're not looking unto Jesus, who is the author, the finisher of their faith. So what happened? They began, oh, good God, I feel something different tonight. But what happened, amen, word of God, he can begin to look at man, amen, instead of looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. And so now, their hope and their trust is in a man instead of relying on the sovereign power of God. Tonight I want to tell you that God said that the dead has come up before you. And so he releases a fountain to wash out that stench. Hallelujah. Remember, prior to Corona, oh God, prior to Corona, every man was doing right, what is right in their own eyes. Hallelujah. They were going to church, but they were never going to God, because as soon as they get out of church, some of them are mean, some arrogant, some prideful, some gossiping, some backbiting, some hatred, some stuff that was going on, that was coming up before God. And guess what? Some lesbian, some homosexual that was in the church, and they did not care. They was on the pulpit. There was some stuff that was happening in the church, and God said, this abomination has come up before me. So guess what? I'm releasing a fountain to wash out of that stuff. You have to get rid of it. Hallelujah. And so he said, I got to remove that stuff now. He said, the prophets have begun to prophesy lies. Because guess what? The people now begin to pull on the prophets. So guess what happened? The prophets begin to make up stuff to give the people. Because they want you to sow a seed, amen, sow a seed, sow your house, sow your car, sow your this, and so that means they want you to sow stuff to receive a word. Oh, come on, hallelujah. So now we stop putting a demand on God to see us through, to take us through, to, my God, to show us through, amen. But we begin to believe the man over God. We believe the man instead of trusting in God. The Bible said that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So what we do, we don't read our Bible. We don't worship. We don't pray. We don't seek God's face. Amen. Hallelujah. For the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. We don't seek God. Amen. To tell us what and guide us into all truth. So what we do, we run to the prophets like they're psychic. We run to the church. We run to the church. Amen. To get a word. Amen. To get something from God. And so guess what? Hallelujah. Some of them can't pray for you unless you got a seed. Well, oh, Jesus. I don't know how to move. Yeah, my God. Some of them can't pray or they can't come to your church unless the auditorium is big enough to come to the church. Good God. So God said, in this hour, God, I'm getting ready to remove that stuff. I'm going to show them who is God. I'm going to show them it's not by mind, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And so what God said, he said, I'm going to call the prophets, amen, to be shut down. My God, watch this now. It is a very few prophets that I picked up, amen, that something was getting ready to come, because they were so focused on money comments, they were so focused on all these gimmicks and tricks that they were not hearing from God. I wish somebody would talk back to me, amen, to understand what they were doing, amen. They had a form of godliness, but they were denying the very power of God. God. And so understand, children of God, God has to step in. Remember now, the Bible tells us something the other time. He said, the children of Babel, they were doing stuff. They were all in unity, building a tower up to the heaven. And God looked through the clouds and said, I don't like that stuff. I don't like what's going on. The Bible said that God scattered and divided their language. Amen. So now there was confusion in the camp. Now look at what's happening. Oh, come on. You got to see that pastors. You got pastors telling their flock they need to go get vaccine. You got pastors telling their flock that they need this, they need that. You got to protect yourself from you know what happens? So they begin to discourage the people and tell them, hallelujah, you got to use wisdom. Whatever happened to the word of God? God, somebody said that. I said, whatever happened to the word of God? Oh, Yadabahaya. I said, what happened? Oh, come on. They begin to tell folks, amen, hallelujah. You got to listen to the authority, social distance. I'm not telling you to disobey authority, but let God be true, and every man be a liar. Oh, come on. You're going to have to hear God in this hour, because if you don't know God, hallelujah, God, the Bible said, they that know their God will be strong and do great its work. Hallelujah. The church world has God's, you know, big time span with pride in itself, and how well they could prophesy, how well they know God. But yet, so when this happened, you don't hear nothing from the church. Are you there? So what happens? And then God now, he said, what, this guy, I'm going to remove the diviners. I'm going to remove the liars. He said, this one, I'm going to bring them to the fire. He said, awake, O soul, against my shepherd, against the man, my associate, declare the Lord of hosts. He said, strike the shepherd so that the sheep of the flock may be scattered. He said, and I will turn my hand and stretch it out against the little ones of the flock, and it will come to pass in the land, declares the Lord. Two parts will cut off and perish. Two parts will be cut off, but there are some people that God is raising up in this hour. Hallelujah. There are some people that say, God, I'm not looking for riches. I'm not looking for favor. But God, I just need a closer walk with you. God, I want to talk with you today. God, if I don't hear from you today, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's some people that's going to say that, God, I need you more than life itself. God, I need you to move in my life. God, I need you to take over me. Oh, come on. There's some people that say, God, if you're going to use anybody in this hour, oh, God, not for tricks, not for games, but God, you're going to use me. God, I'm available. Oh, come on. God is looking for somebody that will say yes to the Lord, yes to your will, oh, God. The Bible declares that there was a little boy that was by the name of Samuel. The Bible declares that Samuel was in the temple, and God called unto him, but he did not understand the voice of God. So he went into Eli, and the Bible declares that when he said, Eli, did you call? Eli said, no, I didn't call you. But the Bible said, God called again. And the Bible said, he went back in to Eli. And when he went in, Eli tell him two, three times that I didn't call you. But on the third time, Eli said, I know what's going on. Because when the next time you hear his voice, to speak, Lord, for your servant hearing. Good God, are there some people in this hour that's getting ready to say, speak, Lord, that your servant hearing? Hallelujah. There's some people that's going to put their heart, they put their ear to the heart of God. They're going to put their mind, God, their heart on the altar. They're going to say, speak, Lord. Because, God, if you don't speak, we don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. God, we can't trust in men. Some put their trust in heart, in chariots. But tonight, we rely on the Lord. We will put our trust in the name of the Lord. Tonight, I'm telling somebody tonight, don't put your trust, don't put your confidence in men. Like the Bible says, don't fool with a man that give an interchange. Don't fool with him that always in and out. Oh, come on. If somebody's in today, out tomorrow, you can't trust him, because you never know what day he's going to be up, what day he's going to be down. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're going to have to trust him. My God, don't trust him. My God, put your confidence in God. You can rely on him. Hallelujah. My God, if somebody could go to the expert to die on a cross for you, I'm telling you, you can trust him. If somebody gave up his life for you, you can trust him. Don't trust somebody that when you don't see them, they say, I'm praying for you. But when they turn your back, they don't care if you live. Oh, somebody that. But God, he said to her, but Jesus, he said at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Tonight, I've come to talk to somebody on this line. Hallelujah. Put your confidence in God. He said, get here. I'm going to bring the things to the fire, and they're going to perish. But there is another fire. He said, I'm going to try them. Hallelujah. I'm going to try them. Oh, God. I'm going to refine them as silver is the refiner. I'm going to try them as gold is being tested. My God. Someone said, the difference between the silversmith and the goldsmith. He said, when the silversmith put the silver in the fire, he got to stay there till he get to a certain temperature. preacher. Amen. And he got to watch it until it reached a certain dimension that he saw reflection. He could see his reflection, but he cannot leave it too long because he could overcook it. But not so with the gold. He said that they just put the gold in and you just cut the heat up. Hallelujah. And let it go. Oh, come on. Because gold has some impurities in it. Gold has some stuff in it. And the heart of the heat becomes, it begins to separate the truth from the false. Guess what's happening? God is getting ready in this hour to separate the truth from the false. My God, you've been going through your test. You've been going through your trials. But tonight, I'm telling you that God is testing you. He's refining you. He's telling you, I know you can do it. Hallelujah. My God, I'm pulling for you to make it through. Hallelujah. My God, the Bible tells us that he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's going to be with us even to this test. When I go through the waters, he's with me. He will not overflow me. When I go through the valley, oh God, he's there unto him who is able to keep me from falling. My God, somebody, I said, God is over. Tonight he said, I'm going to bring you through the fire. I'm going to try you. I'm going to refine you. I'm going to test you. I'm going to try you. Oh, come on. I was after you come for the Bible declares that you only come for as pure gold, because you got to understand what he's trying to do is to get you to a place that he could say, you are my people and I'm your God. Hallelujah, my God. He's getting ready to take you to a place that you can say, hallelujah, he is my God. I trust him. There are some people that are serving other gods, but this God I'm talking about is not their God. They're serving idols. Oh, hallelujah. I said they're serving idols. Hallelujah. They love their pastor more than they love God. Hallelujah. But my God, hey, come on. They go to service. Hallelujah. Instead of they're serving God, but they can't stand their neighbor. Oh, come on. I don't think I love that one. I don't think I like that one. They go to church, and they got bitterness in them. As soon as they come out of church, they begin to criticize. They begin to gossip. They begin to ostracize. They begin to cast out. I don't know who you think he was talking to. I don't know. And you got to understand, God is not pleased with that kind of stuff. So he said, guess what I'm doing in this hour? I'm separating those that will obey me, those that will love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul. They will not lean to their own understanding. In all their ways, they will acknowledge me. They will acknowledge him. And he's going to direct their path, because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And tonight I come to tell you that he will lead you. Hallelujah. He will lead you. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Tonight I come to tell somebody, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Oh, come on. The room. Hallelujah, my God. Don't trust in man. Hallelujah. Put your confidence in God. Hallelujah. Because he's going to give you shepherds after his own heart. Hallelujah. Some people, my God, I hear my spiritual father said that some were sent, but some just took up the briefcase and they just went. Hallelujah. Many people, hallelujah, in this time, hallelujah, I've never seen so much apostles, so much prophets. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to be an evangelist. Nobody wants to be a pastor. Nobody wants to be a teacher. Everybody just wants to puff their chest out and say, I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. But tonight, hallelujah, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation chapter, oh God, chapter 3 said they call themselves apostles, but they're not. But they said that they're liars. Hallelujah. Tonight I come to tell you that I'm going to bring them to the fire. I'm going to test them. My God, when you come to the fire, when you come to the test, you're going to have them do it. Because if you cannot make it, you're going to perish in the fire. But I said, my God, the Bible says, and he that endures to the air, the same type of thing. My God, I know that that let us see who it is. Hallelujah, that the God is in there. I will bring to the trial. We bring to the test. The God is going to bring it out. I will send that right out. Then we bring to the trial. We bring to the test. But to not God, to consider. Because I read the Bible too. Now, all things to live together to the good to them that love God. To them that are poor. I pray to his purpose. I read the book of Jeremiah. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. The purpose of God, the will of God, will be established in your life after this pandemic, after this season. There are people, hallelujah, thank God, hallelujah, God, I'm not looking for nothing. There was a lot of praise to you. I already drank praise to you. God, I need it over. I need it over. Oh, God, to touch somebody. God, I need it over. To move on behalf. My God, he's looking for you. To begin to turn him into fear. Hallelujah, my God. There's a people on the flag today. They might look at the status, but they turn God Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. My God, I'm going to respond. My God, tonight, there's some people that is looking for God to move. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope my speaker is a little better. Hallelujah. Because at the end of some time, you know how it is, that there's a sense of activity. It's been an hour. It's continued to matter. There is rather a spirit of the heart. I will put every spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. Remind that of a higher. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said tonight, God is looking for a people that will obey him. Hallelujah, my God. God is looking for a people that will trust him in spite of him. Now God is looking for a people that will say yes to your word. He's getting ready to bring you through the fire. Matter of fact, hallelujah, my God. He said, I will do it. When you go through it, when you go through it, the thing about through it, what I like about through it, because when you talk about through it, it is literally that you're going somewhere, but you're not spending the same. Hallelujah. I said, oh, God, I said, we're going to God. Hallelujah. I said, we're going to God. Hallelujah, God, my God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to bring a third to the fire, because guess what? That's when I bring them to the fire, we sing around them. Hallelujah. Get ready. The faith on fire itself. Hallelujah. My God, there's some people that when they open their mouth, there's going to be something about them that when they open their mouth, in. Hallelujah, my God. They're not just got a lockdown for them, but it's a struggle with God. There are some people, glory to God, that when they go find that he's going to try them with my God. You're accustomed of seeing them one way. You're accustomed of seeing them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Crying some tears. You're accustomed to seeing them talking some language. But when they come out of this one, hallelujah, you're going to say something is different about them. You're going to say, hallelujah, it seems like, hallelujah, that they've been in the presence of God. I remember the Bible declared that he was a man by the name of Peter. You know how such fishermen do. Hallelujah, you go down to the fish market, you'll see all you hear is some explicit language from some fishermen. Hallelujah, you know that Peter has to have some kind of language with him, but the Bible declared what went after he gets in contact with Jesus, because the first thing that they said, he was unlearned, he was an unlearned man, but after he get in contact with Jesus, they said, surely this one is one of them, hallelujah, because he has been with Jesus. I come to tell you tonight, after you come to your experience, after you come to your trial, hallelujah, my God, folks are going to look at you and say, what in the world has come over you, because there's a different sound that is coming from your belly, that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I tell you tonight, that is out of your belly in this season, hallelujah, going to flow rivers of living water. Somebody need what you have. I hear the Bible declares in the book of Job that there is hope for a tree. My God, there are some trees that have been cut down. After my God, but my God, that the tree refused to die. The tree refused to die. I said there is hope for a tree, even though it's cut down. That my God, they cut down the tree, expecting that it would die. But the tree said, I refuse to die. I don't even have to have water. All I need is just the sense of water, and I'm going to drink what I will live to declare the word of God. Is there anybody tonight that says, Corona can't take me out. Sickness, disease can't take me out. I will live and not die. Hallelujah. I know I got a purpose on this earth. A purpose and a plan. Hallelujah. To make it to the expected end. The Bible is clear. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Somebody tonight, you shall not die before your time. You shall live to declare my God, the word of God. You'll follow your my God. You shall live to declare that your family will be saved. You shall live to see your sons and your daughters come from afar. You shall live, my God, to hear your children say, hallelujah, I love the Lord. How do you live to hear your children say, I'm saved by the power of God. I'm my God. I'm walking in a realm with God. Is there anybody tonight that say, I know that God will make a way for me. He will make a way for my family. Hallelujah. You've been going through your test. You've been going through your trial. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, you're saying to the enemy, hallelujah, I know my Redeemer lives, for because in him I live, I move and have my being. Oh, glory to God. I know my Redeemer lives tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, my God, my God, every witch and every warlock that has been fighting against your life, fighting against your destiny, tonight has just, you know, every witch and every warlock that's trying to frustrate your life has just met the God that you serve. My God. My God. I say, every warlock, every Jezebel. Oh, God. I said, every Jezebel that's trying to, my God, frustrate you. That's trying to cause you to run like Elijah. My God, tonight, we stand up in the power and the might of Jehu. And God, we come against the spirit of Jezebel. I say, every spirit that comes, my God, hallelujah, tonight. My God, tonight is the end of that problem. Tonight is the end of that situation. I said, tonight we put an end to that in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that no weapon that I shall ever be able to prosper. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to bring you through the fire. Hallelujah. Because hallelujah, when you trust God, amen, you could go with him through the fire. I said, when you trust God, you could go with him through the fire because you would not be burned. Hallelujah. I said, you could go with him in the fire because you will not be burned. Because, my God, the same how you go in, you're coming out, my God. Like so gold. Oh, ribidikurababahaya. You got to understand that the enemy meant for evil. God will turn it around for your good. The three Hebrew boys, they thought that it was over for them when they threw them in the fire.
but they did not know that he was a poor man. I said, he was a poor man. Hallelujah, somebody. I said, the poor man is standing up in your case tonight. I said, the poor man is standing on your case. Hallelujah, tonight. Oh, glory to his name. I said, the poor man is on the job. Hallelujah, God. I said, he's doing it. Hallelujah, exceedingly abundantly of all you can ask to think. My God, all he's telling you, just come through, just make up in your mind. Hallelujah, that you're not going to stop in the process, but you got to make up in your mind that you will make it through. Hallelujah, you got a purpose in your heart. And all the way with Jesus, I'm going all the way. Hallelujah, I'm not going to, my God, hallelujah. He said, guess what? I'm going to remove the idol out of the land. I'm going to remove the idol out of the land. I'm going to remove the diviners, the false prophets. Amen. I'm going to get rid of all that stuff. And then I'm going to bring two-thirds to the fire. I'm going to bring two-thirds to the fire. And they're not going to make it. Amen, somebody. But there is another third. He said, I'm going to bring them through. I'm going to purify them, and I'm going to test them. I'm going to try them. Hallelujah. Because I got to know what's in their heart. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm going to bring them through the fire to see if they have what it takes to make it to the next move of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody got excited about Pentecost. Oh, glory. I said, my God, everybody got excited about Pentecost. Hallelujah. They hear some man come out of the room speaking some things, saying some things. Hallelujah. But I believe this next move is going to be a greater move of God. Hallelujah. This, my God, this move of God, hallelujah, is going to be a greater move of God. You know that, my God, God has to let the devil do what he's doing. Because guess what? Your sons need to come from afar. My God, and some people that have to come to the brightness of your shining. My God, God is raising up champions in this hour. Hallelujah. That says, hallelujah, my God, they're going to speak, thus saith the Lord, and thus saith the Lord only. They're going to set their face like flint. They're going to set their face like flint. And they're going to decree and declare, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, my God, as I close, remember now the Bible declares that when Samuel and when Elijah and when Elijah, when they came to town, amen, everybody had a fear and a reverence for their lives. Everybody knows that when they come to town, they meant business. Hallelujah. But when this modern-day prophet comes to town, everybody get excited because they're getting a word. But nobody's getting rebuked of their sin. Nobody's getting rebuked. Back in the day when we were growing up, amen, the pastor used to tell us that you're going to have to leave that sin alone, amen, and we would go to the altar. We would go to the altar and we would cry out to God. But now, as the pastor says, you know, you can't do that. You can't live that way. Hallelujah. We get offended. We get all upset. And we don't know who he thinks she is, who she thinks she is. And we started to put stuff out there. We started to say stuff. As a matter of fact, some people even go on Facebook and Twitter and talk about the pastors and talk about the leaders because they got corrected. And I talk about it. Amen. They go out to social media and they can create their own church, their own atmosphere to bring down the man and the woman of God just because of a correction. But today, God is saying, I'm getting rid of that stuff out of the land. I'm removing it, but I'm getting a people that when they come to this fire, they will obey me and only me. They will say yes to my will and yes to my way. I remember the Bible said that when we say this prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He's saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done, God. Father, tonight we pray that your will be done in our life. In the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight that his will be done. He said that he's trying to get us to a place that he would say that these are my people and I am their God. If we could only make it to that place, we could begin to say that he is our God. God bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. Pass over to you, moderator.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through, amen, the man of God. Amen. Letting us know that we must be cleansed from all idols. Amen. God has to cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh. Amen. There is only one God. Amen. He said, I am God, and beside me there is no other. There is not another God. Amen. You can make gods out of other things, but there's only one true and living God. Amen. Maybe you have been serving another God and not serving the true and the living God. But tonight, God, come to let us know, get rid of your idols. Amen. Get rid of your idols, those things that you're worshiping. Amen. But you're not worshiping the Creator. Amen. But tonight, God, amen, is coming to examine us to see whether we be found in the faith. Amen. Tonight, amen, we want to offer prayer to you on the line. Amen. Maybe you, amen, tired of serving idol gods. You realize those idol gods are doing nothing for you. Amen. They're not saving you. They're not delivering you. They're not keeping you. They're not even helping you. But tonight, why don't you try Jesus? Why don't you try the true and the living God, the one that can help you, the one that will bring you out of every situation? Amen. Tonight, are you willing to give God a chance? Are you willing to turn from the error of your ways and say, Lord, I surrender my life unto you? Amen. Is there one on the line tonight, amen, that wants to, amen, confess the Lord as your Savior? And not only confess, but to accept him, amen, as Lord of your life tonight. You can come forward, push *6, amen, unmute your phone. Glory be to God. Amen. This is a call to salvation tonight. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. We know somebody needs to be saved tonight. God would not have sent his word. Amen. But somebody needs to be delivered from idols tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Are you willing to turn from your wicked ways? Glory be to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. If not, amen. Amen. The word of God will be a witness against you in the day of judgment if you don't humble and accept his voice and his word. Amen. Tonight, do we have any special prayer requests? Amen. Are there any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are there any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. You may push *6. Unmute your phone and come onto the platform and make your request known. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, we now we praise God for this opportunity. Thank God, amen, for the opportunity to seek the Lord. Amen. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Everything else is not going to last. Everything is temporal, but only what you do for Christ will last. You are to build your hopes on things eternal, amen, and not on things of this earth. Ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sit upon the right hand of the Father. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We just thank you for this night. We just thank you for your word that we have heard. Father God, we thank you for your messenger. Oh, God, we thank, oh, God, how your word fell into the ears and the ground, and, oh, God, into the hearts, oh, God. We thank, oh, God, how your word fell into good ground tonight, how your word has taken root into the hearts of somebody. Father God, we pray right now that your word will continue to minister to your people. We pray that your word will sanctify your people. God, sanctify us through the truth. Thy word is true, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, cleanse us from all of our idols. Lord, cleanse us through and through. Oh, God, shine your light from heaven down on our souls. You find anything that should not be. Oh, God, we pray that you would take it out. God, we know that there's something there. We may not even be aware. But, Father God, you know, God, you know the heart. You said the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know? You say, I, the Lord, search the heart. Hallelujah, Lord, search our hearts tonight. God, we're not even aware of our own hearts. We don't even know what's in our own heart. But, Lord, you know. You know tonight. You know the heart. You know the thoughts tonight. You know what's in the mind. You know what we're going to do the next hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you are acquainted with all of our ways, huh? Oh, God, you know our thoughts are far off, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we pray you will save us tonight, huh? Oh, God, save your people tonight. tonight. Save us from our sin tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to run after you with all of our heart. Help us to seek after your face, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help somebody to turn tonight from the error of their ways. Oh, God, say, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, your hand is not short that it cannot save. Your ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Oh, God, remove the sin tonight. Oh, God, remove the iniquity. Every transgression, God. Oh, God, we... sins, we acknowledge that we've done wrong, but Lord, we ask you tonight, God, oh God, to cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are the great physician tonight, you are the mediator between God and man, Lord, you're standing in the gap tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you right now, God, oh God, to intercede, God, in our behalf tonight, God, oh Lord, we pray you will move. Oh, God, move in our behalf tonight. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord. Lord, we need your help, God. Oh, God, we realize we can't do it ourselves. Lord, we are depending on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be strength tonight, God. To those that are weak, oh, God, be encouragement tonight. To those that are feeling down and out, in the name of Jesus, lift up thou down heads. Let the weak say I'm strong. Oh, God, heal the sick body tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, restoration tonight, we pray that you restore your people, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it be spiritually, or whether it be naturally, oh, God, you want to restore it tonight, in the name of Jesus, somebody's joy need to be full, somebody's faith, God, need to be built back up, somebody need more hope tonight, hope thou in God. For we shall yet praise him, who is the help of our countenance, in the name of Jesus, oh God, move in our lives, Lord, move on us tonight, oh God, move, in signs and wonders, work miracles tonight, miracles are to be performed, in the name of Jesus, oh God, move, oh God, move, God, have your way in our lives, Lord, take us higher, we want to go higher in you, deeper depths, and higher heights tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, somebody on the line, oh God, they're not saved, but they need to be saved, somebody on the line tonight, they don't know you as the Savior, but Lord, we're asking you tonight, God, come into their hearts, come into their minds, change them, Lord, change them right now, change them, Jesus, oh, God, we know you're able. Help somebody tonight to put that beer bottle down. Help somebody tonight to put that cigarette down. In the name of Jesus, help somebody tonight, oh, God, to give up the drugs, and the alcohol. In the name of Jesus, do it right now, Lord. You know who they are. You know where they at. Convict them under the Holy Ghost. Arrest them in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, cause them to make a turn right now. Cause them to surrender and say, I yield, I yield. I yield myself to you. In the name of Jesus, reach the soul tonight. Reach them, Jesus. Only you can do it. Only you can do it tonight. You're able. You're the only one that can save them. You're able. You're the only one that can deliver. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. We pray for your mercy tonight. Have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on this society, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let your word go out tonight. Oh, God, let your word travel from state to state, from country to country, nation to nation. all four corners of the earth tonight, huh? Let your word resonate, huh? In the hearts of your people, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we lie down to sleep tonight, huh? Let your word, God, be in our minds, huh? Oh, God, let your word dwell in us richly, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against you, huh? Oh, God, that word is a lamp unto our feet, huh? And a light unto our path, huh? Oh, God, we know that's where we know you got the power. You know the need tonight on this line. You know what we need, God, even before we ask. Oh, God, we pray you will grant according to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, Father God, we pray you do the impossible. Do what man say can't be done. Huh? Oh, Father, only you can do it tonight. Huh? And, oh, God, we know you will. We know, God. And if you don't do it, we still know that you're able. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we pray according to your will tonight. Oh, God, we say let your will be done, huh? In earth as it is in heaven. Huh? Oh, God, give us this day our daily bread. Huh? Oh, God, give us what we need, Lord. Huh? Oh, God, cleanse us through and through tonight. Huh? Oh, God, cleanse our hearts from every idol, from every evil work tonight. Huh? Oh, God, from every work of the flesh. Huh? Oh, God, from all iniquity, cleanse us through and through. Huh? Oh, God, sanctify us holy tonight. Sanctify us holy. Purify us tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, remove the iniquity, God. Huh? Remove the sin, God. Huh? Oh, God, the thing that's separating us. Huh? Oh, God, from your love. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, look on the man of God tonight. Look on your messenger, your speaker, God. Father God, we pray right now that you continue to touch and strengthen him. Oh, God, help him to preach and declare your word, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his home, bless his family, bless his ministry. Oh, God, bless his congregation. Oh, God, for your name's sake, it be glorified. Father God, you be edified in our lives. You be exalted tonight, God. Huh? Oh, God, you be exalted, huh? High and lifted up, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, your train fills the temple. Huh? Oh, God, they cry, holy, holy is our God. Hallelujah, holy is our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy tonight. You are righteous and you are true. You're faithful, that promise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we praise you in advance for what you're going to do. We praise you in advance for what you've done this night. Father God, we pray for the manifestation. We pray that, oh, God, that the manifestation will come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. That men may see that you are God, and beside you there is no other. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Truly bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Amen. For those, amen, that, amen, was under the sound of our voice. Amen. You may have had a need tonight and you didn't come to the platform, but we still believe God. Amen. For the saving of the soul. Amen. Because I come to realize everybody's not saved. Amen. Somebody needs to be saved. No, we're not judging. Amen. We're just speaking truth. Everybody, amen, is not saved. Amen. That's why Jesus came. That's why he's yet sending his word. They that are whole need not a physician. But Jesus sends his word. And the Lord sends his word every night because he's giving somebody a chance to repent. Amen. That men everywhere will repent, lifting up holy hands and repent. Amen. For the day of the Lord is at hand. Truly the Lord is coming. He's coming as a thief in the night. And we got to be ready. Amen. It's good to know, amen, that you have this confidence that if you should lay down tonight and not to awake in the morning, amen, do you know that everything is going to be all right? Hallelujah. If you should lay down tonight and not awaken in the morning, do you have this confidence that everything will be all right, that you got your business fixed with Jesus? Amen. It pays, amen, to get ready. Get ready. Get ready, people of God. The Lord, he's coming like a thief in the night. No man knows the day nor the hour when he shall return. Amen. That's why the word of God was telling us tonight to cleanse ourselves from all idols. Amen. And from the works of the flesh. We got to cleanse ourselves daily. That's why Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Amen. If it's our will, if it was our way, we'll be doing everything and whatever. But it's not our will and it's not our way. It's God's way or no way at all. It's God's way or no way at all. We got to come in at the door. Amen. He that climbeth in any other way, the same is as a thief and a robber. And we know that a thief and a robber do not have They do not have eternal life. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word of God coming through, amen, Prophet Melford Allen, amen, out of the UK, the United Kingdom. Amen. We praise God for the word of God. We pray that you have been blessed, amen, through the word of God. Amen. We pray that you heard the word to be able to, amen, apply the word to your life, to examine yourself. Amen. To make sure that you're not serving no other God, the true and the living God. There's only one God. Amen. One true living God. Amen. There's a lot of other gods. Amen. That's why he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Because people are making gods out of anything. They're worshiping, amen, anything. But they're not worshiping the true and the living God. But we that are saved, sanctify, Holy Ghost filled, we know in whom we believe. And we are persuaded that thou art able to keep us. Amen. Keep that which we have committed against that day. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word of God. Thank God for the man of God. Thank God for your listening ear. Thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. People of God, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 912-257-3918. Amen. Our other backup number, amen, for our international listeners and those that are calling from, amen, other countries. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, amen, you can, amen, text us by using WhatsApp. Text us by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7324. Once again, the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. We'll be certain to give you this broadcast tonight. Amen. If there's any other broadcast, amen, that, amen, you're desiring, amen, or requested and, amen, may not have got it, amen, we pray, amen, that you, amen, please, amen, let us know, amen. We'll be glad, amen, to see to it that you do get, amen, your request, amen, as you requested it. Amen. People of God, we pray one for another. Amen. Keep your heads up. Look to Jesus. Trust God. Amen. Because he never fails. Amen. Hold your head up high. Amen. And walk on with the Lord. Because we are victorious. Amen. And with Christ, we will win. Amen. I say that again. With Christ, we will win. Do anybody believe it tonight? Are you on the winning team tonight? Amen. Are you on the winning team tonight? Amen. We're winners with Jesus, and he never lost a battle, and he never will. Amen. So we praise God for this night. We praise God, amen, for this broadcast. Amen. Thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you for your patience, your listening ear. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed. We pray, amen, that you have a prosperous night. Amen. Pray that you rest in peace. Amen. That the peace of God, amen, may, amen, amen, protect you and shield you and guard you. Amen. We just pray, amen, that God will cover you, keep you safe, keep your family safe, your children safe. Amen. Just keep you safe. Amen. And let you rise in the newness of life. Glory be to God. And we just give God all the glory, give God all the praise. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for once again for our visionary of the line. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our visionary. Amen. Thank God for, amen, this work. Amen. How God has blessed this work, this ministry. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just thank God, amen, once again for the visionary, as we first stated. Amen, of this great prayer news network. Amen. Thank God that God made it possible for us to, amen, be able to come together in the name of the Lord. Amen. Just thank God, amen. We want to remind you, amen, as was forestated earlier in the beginning of the broadcast by visionary founder. Amen. If you, amen, would desire any one of our advisors, amen, to, amen, amen, come to any of your meetings, your functions, or, amen, even if you have a desire that you have, amen, would like for any of them to come and speak, amen, for, amen, a special function at your church or for any reason. Amen. As for stated, amen, please, amen, reach out to us. Amen. Please reach out to us and let us know what your request is. Amen. By all means possible, amen, we're here to serve. Amen. God has called us to, amen, the angelical field. Amen. We're on the move for God. Amen. And we want to do the will of God. Amen. No glory of our, amen, but it's all God. Amen. For amen. In him we live, we move, we have our being. And without God, we could do nothing. Amen. But while we have breath in our body, amen, somebody put into the word of a song, said, move while you can for the Lord. Amen. Move while you can for the Lord. Because time is so short, amen, that we don't have long. And we don't have time to fool around. And we don't have time, amen, to drag our feet. So we got to get in a hurry. And whatever we're going to do for the Lord, he said, work while it's day. When night cometh, no man shall be able to work. So we want to remind you, amen, if you desire any of our advisors to come, amen, to your, amen, church, your place of worship, amen, to, amen, speak or lend a helping hand, anything that we can do, amen, to aid, amen, that's in our, amen, our ability, amen. Please don't hesitate to let us know, amen, and we will do, amen, what it is that God, amen, permits us to do according to his will. Amen. So we love you, people, God. We're praying for you. Amen. Want you to be encouraged. Look to the Lord. We pray that your worship experience on tomorrow, amen, be great. Amen. Lift the Lord up. Amen. Give God the highest praise. Give God a praise. Amen. A great God deserves a great praise. Amen. Get radical with your praise. Amen. Knowing that he didn't have to keep you, but he did. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. Until tomorrow night. Amen, at 9 p.m. This concludes our broadcast. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for these thine people. We thank you, oh God, for their patience, their listening ear. We thank you, oh God, for their faithfulness to this Prayer News Network Global Line. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, a special blessing over every household that's represented, everyone that come to the line, God. We pray that you will bless them. Father God, don't allow them to come and leave this line the same way they came. Father God, we know that you're doing a great work in their life. Oh God, complete the work that you have started in each and every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, save the unsaved, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, give them a change of heart, give them a change of mind. Help them to do thy will. Oh God, those that are saved, we pray that you will strengthen them. Oh God, strengthen them that remain. Oh God, you said Satan come to wear the saints out. But Lord, we pray that you be our strength. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh God, encourage our hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. Every department is line, but never from your presence. Keep us in the center of thy will. Hold us in the hollow of your hand until we shall meet again at that point of time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people. God, we love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Come looking for a great blessing in the Lord. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.